things you do just to see how bad they'll make you feel. Sometimes you try to freeze time till the slots are a blur of spinning wheels. But I am just a broken machine, and I do things that I don't really mean. Long black night, morning frost, I'm still here.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 224. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Mountain Goats. That song is called Cry for Judas, and that's on the band's new album, Transcendental Youth, which came out on October 2nd on the Merge label. Of course, The Mountain Goats is the project of John Darnielle. It used to be a solo project, but slowly over time he's added more people and more instruments for a fuller sound. This new album continues that trend with fuller string arrangements, horn arrangements, creating a much bigger sound than we've had in the past, but still just as anthemic, with a couple of songs that are just designed to have his fans sing along at the top of their lungs at live shows. And I hope I can see him soon and do some of that screaming as well. I've got lots of music coming up this week, so I need to jump right into that. Let's go here to Linköping in Sweden for a track by The Marionettes.
Have a reason to one who holds me tight can only reach him in my mind.
That is Angel Olsen with the track Free. That is on her album Halfway Home, which came out September 4th on the Bethetic label. She is based out of Chicago, Illinois, and kind of roughly can be lumped in with the freak folk scene, though I think I hear more Emmylou Harris in most of her recordings than I do Joanna Newsom. That track there is a bit of an anomaly for the record, but I think it's probably my favorite because, well, mostly that scene just doesn't do a whole lot for me, but that track's kind of fun there with that nice retro vibe. Before that, the Marionettes with the song Void. That is from the band's self-titled album, which came out back in 2007 on the fine Swedish label Labrador. Let's see. I'm not sure exactly why I picked up that record, but it happened, and now it's on the podcast because that's how things work. Every week, I listen to the new music I got, and I play it on the podcast. Hopefully it's good music and hopefully it's a good podcast and you come back week after week. But even if it's not, it's okay. We'll get through it together. Looking forward here, I've got a track by Future of the Left from Wales. This song is called Notes on Achieving Orbit.
Crowds in Trafalgar Square. raising your child as a prostitute was the quickest route to fame. Girls Aloud were the new Nirvana. Then Any Old Shit was the new Nirvana. The terrible seconds turned to days, and still I cannot show my face. The blatant stars and fields that call me back to where they cannot fail me. Fold the space into my hands and bow to gravity's demands. Orbit.
I'm really enjoying that one. That is Hallelujah the Hills from Boston, Mass, with their reading of The House That Dripped Blood. That is from the album Tallahassee Turns Tin, which is a song-for-song recreation of the Mountain Goats album Tallahassee, celebrating that album's 10-year anniversary coming up on November 5th. That is being released by Crooked Neighbor as a benefit CD, with all proceeds benefiting the Farm Sanctuary charity. So an excellent cause there, and an excellent album. You're going to find people that you'd expect to be paying tribute to John Darnielle, Kimya Dawson, and Jeffrey Lewis, but you'll find some names you don't know there, such as probably Hallelujah the Hills, who have a very interesting reading on that song, and I just love that bass sound. It reminds me of I Bleed on the Pixies' Doolittle album, so I'm a fan of that one. Pick that up and make sure and pay cash money, because this is a benefit helping a very good cause. Before that, we heard from the Zigzags, based out of Los Angeles. That song is Turbo Hit, and that's the B-side to their new Monster Wizard 7-inch, which came out October 2nd on Tubesteak Tuesday. And then we started this set off with Future of the Left with the song Notes on Achieving Orbit. That's on the band's album, The Plot Against Common Sense, which came out back in June this year on Extra Mile, the band based out of Cardiff and Wales. I'm really enjoying that album, and I'm just terrified I'm going to find out something about the band that says their politics are horrible. Something like when you find out, you know, Frank Turner is secretly a libertarian. So I'm enjoying that album. If you know bad things about the band, don't tell me, because I'm really don't want to hear it. Let's see. I'm about out of time, so let's get some business out of the way. I'll let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 224. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Before we go, let's take a peek at the concert calendar. I'll let you know that on the 16th, you have Shearwater at the Riot Room. That Crystal Castle show that was moved out to Liberty Hall has been canceled entirely, so don't make that drive out to Lawrence. On the 18th, Scatolites at Davies. On the 19th, Balmore at Record Bar. The 20th, that Converge Coalesce show at the Granada. 21st, Tilly and the Wall at the Jackpot. 23rd, Sleigh Bells at the Granada. 26th, Quiet Corral, and I think that's with Communist Daughter at Granada. 27th, Minus the Bear at the Beaumont. And on Halloween, I'll be spending it with Off and the Spits at Record Bar. On the 1st, you have a choice. Noel Gallagher at the Midland or Fresh and Only's at the Jackpot. And you'll find me at the Jackpot that night. The 3rd, Matt and Kim at Liberty Hall. The 7th, Gentleman Jesse at the Jackpot. The 10th, John Vanderslice and Crooked Fingers at the Record Bar, or you could go over to the Riot Room and catch the Dead Girls doing an All Guns N' Roses set, which that would be a lot of fun. The 14th, I'm going to make the drive out to Columbia to go to Mojo's and see Fiedler. On the 15th, Dropkick Murphys at the Uptown, and the 23rd, Baby is at the Riot Room. So there's a peek ahead into what's coming in November. I'm sure we'll fill that out as that month gets closer. Let's see. We're going to end things off here with a track by Soli. And the song is called The Sun Is Going Down 2. It is on her album We Sync, which More Music released back in September of last year. So digging back here for an older album. But we had some cold, wet days earlier, and fall had definitely set in and felt like winter was knocking on our door. So this was a perfect album then. So maybe this will line up well for you. If not, keep it in mind. And when the weather gets cold and you feel yourself needing to stay inside all day and drink tea, this is going to be the perfect album for you. You may know her from her work with Sea Bear and various other Icelandic bands. It's a small scene in Reykjavik, I guess. And it's just a beautiful album through and through. There's probably about 5 tracks in there that are just spellbinding. So let's end off with this. This is Soli with the track The Sun Is Going Down Too. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
summer is going to end on a rainy day like this. He packed his house and left her. Now she will stay.